keeping enough substitutes on the roster was a challenge for schools even before the pandemic. But now, teachers are out more often, and some substitutes decided it's not worth the risk to go into classrooms. Karen Kempinen retired from teaching in 2011, but was a substitute from then until the day schools closed in March 2020. She stayed up to date on her trainings, but hasn't gone back to subbing.
It breaks my heart that people like me are not who are qualified teachers are not going in to sub, but most of us just can't take the risk of getting sick.
The number of people applying for substitute licenses has been increasing steadily over the last several years, but districts say they've been able to cover a smaller percentage of their absences. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.